السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. Last week I mentioned to you that whilst taking a walk through the park, we saw a board. We saw a board which stated, "No dogs allowed except on leash." Wow. And I explained to you that our mind always went on to dogs. Whenever we saw that kind of a notice, then our minds always went on to dogs, that dogs had to be on leash. But we never ever thought that there is a dog within us, and that is the dog of our nafs. And that nafs, the mizaj and the nature of it, is just like the dog. It just wants to chase, bark, harm, and do all kinds of evil things. So I explained that we have to put that nafs on leash. Thereafter in this world, we make use of the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, take it through the parks, there will be no harm. It's not going to cause us any harm. Our spirituality is not going to be affected. But if we do not put this nafs on leash, then it's going to cause havoc. And this is exactly what it is doing throughout the world. Human beings, a small percentage only we can really term as human beings now. If you read the history of recent wars and battles, and the killings and the murders, we just wonder whether we are living in a world of human beings or animals. Some of the murders and killings, and especially the mass murders which we are reading of, whether it took place in Kosovo, whether it is taking place in Chechnya, or whether it took place in other parts of the world, then it seems as if we are reading the history of animals. So that is because this nafs is not on leash. Again, the other day when we were walking, because the doctors have recommended that early part of the morning we should walk. And in fact, the Hakims also say, "Subah ki hawa, lakh rupay ki dawa." The morning air is better than a 100,000 rupee worth of medication. So I asked one of my friends who was taking a walk with me, that is it not scientifically proven that the trees of these jungles and parks, they all give carbon dioxide at night and oxygen in the morning? It's a scientifically proven fact. Carbon dioxide at night and in the morning they give off oxygen. So I asked that, can we survive without oxygen? So he replied that no. I said, just as we cannot survive without oxygen, we cannot survive without zikrullah. A Muslim, a believer, he cannot survive without zikrullah. Zikrullah is the food of the spiritual self. Without that, we cannot survive. You forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the heart is dead. Then, this point of the trees giving oxygen in the mornings, I asked him that, when do they begin giving oxygen? So it is said that it is after Subh Sadiq. The Hakims have said that from the time of dawn, each and every tree starts giving off oxygen. They said, look at the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the darkness, because at that time, just the break of dawn, Subh Sadiq time, there's still darkness around. So in that darkness, who informed every leaf of every tree that now you must switch over from carbon dioxide to oxygen? with all the media that we have, radio, television, take anything and everything that we have, newspapers, the websites, emails and everything. If there is some message that has to be sent throughout the world, it's impossible to have everybody to listen to it at the same time. Because somebody will be sitting in the toilet, somebody will be playing football and cricket somewhere, somebody will be sitting in the masjid, somebody will be sitting in his shop. So how is that message going to reach every person at the same time? Impossible. Ask all the superpowers of the world to get their message across to each and every living being at the same time. Yes, it can filter down later on, but I'm talking about the same time. It is impossible. But here, every leaf of every tree, Subh Sadiq, and it changes from carbon dioxide to oxygen. Look at the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How can we despair of the mercy of such Rabb? That Allah who is so powerful, that He causes every leaf of every tree to switch over at the same time. As soon as the Subh Sadiq, every leaf changes. Now it begins to give off oxygen. Who is it that inspires it? So where are we going to go leaving that Allah? We are foolish if we think that we are going to find peace, satisfaction, contentment, happiness anywhere else. And that Allah wants to give us happiness. It's not that He wants us to suffer. He wants to give us happiness. He wants to give us peace. Therefore, He has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Allah bidhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. It is only in the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that hearts find satisfaction. Allah ta'ala wants to give us satisfaction. And He has informed us, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ. The person who turns away from My remembrance, I will make his life narrowed and tightened and straightened. So Allah ta'ala wants to give us happiness, satisfaction. But we want to search for it in everything besides Allah. Somebody feels that the more television programs he watches, the more peace of mind he will get, and the end result is the more depression he gets. The more problems arise in his life. The more anxieties and worries he ends up with. The more medication he has to take. Valium 5 doesn't help too. After watching all those things on television screen and cinemas and outside, which is haram, then Allah Ta'ala creates such a restlessness that many, many of those people end up in asylums. So we are not going to find it anywhere else. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got angels who roam about, and they search for halqas of zikr, gatherings of zikr. And when they find a gathering of zikr, they tell the other angels, come, come, this is where you are, what you are searching for. And then right from the earth up to the heavens, they throng. And then it's a lengthy hadith. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asks them, where are you coming from? What are the servants of mine doing? What are they asking? What do they want? And from what are they asking for protection? It's a lengthy hadith. But imagine that they are searching for these type of gatherings. Why? Because these angels had said that, oh Allah, why do you want to create human beings? We are sufficient for your remembrance and zikr. They will only create mischief on earth. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to show them that go now, search for those groups that are engaged in zikr, in My remembrance. They are also people who have got needs, who have got families, who've got businesses, who've got so many other commitments, but they have left all that and they have come for My remembrance. So these type of gatherings, we must not consider them insignificant. In one hadith of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is reported that Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam went into the masjid and he saw one group of people. So he asked them that, what is it that gathered you here? They said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we gathered here to make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and to glorify and praise Him and thank Him and show appreciation that He blessed us with this great wealth of Iman and Islam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, is this the only reason for which you have gathered here? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that's the only reason. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, I did not ask you because I had any doubt, but I asked you because Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam just came and informed me that Allah ta'ala is talking very highly about you. Allah. Those who are engaged in his zikr. So it is the spiritual food. But of course, as I have mentioned so many times, that it is not an end. It is a means to an end. Zikr is not sufficient. It is to purify our hearts, to clean our hearts. So many brothers, they tell me that after the zikr program, it seems as if they have taken a bath. The darkness of sins, which had engulfed the heart, which had covered the heart, it seems as if after that program, that darkness is gone. But of course, after that, the person has to make the correct effort outside. That tawbah means that now he must go and put everything right. That is what sincere tawbah means. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala purify our hearts.
Amen, amen.
Because if we say that a person is healthy, then it means that his sight must be good, his hearing must be right, his speech must be good, his heart, his liver, his lungs, every part of his body must be functioning and in good health. Then we say that person is healthy. If we say in this whole community that resides in Durban, everybody is healthy, then that's what we mean. That the person, everyone in that society, the sight, hearing, speech, liver, lung, heart, everything is good. But if we have a large number who are blind, large number who are deaf, large number who are dumb, large number who are paralyzed, a large number of that community who are suffering from heart and liver and lung and all other diseases, then we won't say that whole society is healthy. So in the same way, when we say that it is a spiritually healthy Islamic society, then it means that all departments, Ma'asharat, Ma'amlat, Akhlaq, Adab, buying, selling, dealing, social life, home life, political life, cultural life, everything must be healthy. Then we say that the whole society is now healthy. That's when Allah Ta'ala's Nusrat and help and madad will come. But for the individual, if he changes his life and he connects himself with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah will change his life, whether the others change or not. Allah Ta'ala will give him peace and happiness and contentment. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you and the entire ummah with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat.
यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं मुझको फकत तुझ से हो मोहब्बत खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं हर दम जिक्रो فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس دادا میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 الله لا إله إلا الله تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جنوں انسوں حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کونو مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کونو مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں 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 اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 یاد میں تیرے سب کو بولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے یاد میں تیری سب کو بھلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ
نفس اینڈ شیطان بوتھ ٹوگیدر ہیو ڈسٹروئڈ می اے میرے اللہ میری مدد کر او مائی اللہ کم ٹو مائی اسسٹنس اینڈ ہیلپ
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے اللہ میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے اللہ میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 مجھ کو سارا پا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا مجھ کو سارا پا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بن منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد الرسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah 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 socho zara firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne socho zara firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ, او مائی ستار غفار, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ اینڈ کائنڈ اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس, فورگیو اور میجر سنز اینڈ اور مائنر سنز, فورگیو دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ نوئنگلی اور ان نوئنگلی, فورگیو دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ ان دا لائٹ آف ڈے اور ڈارکنس آف نائٹس. Oh my beloved Allah, had it been another Allah, you would have seized us the moment we committed sins. Ya Allah, human beings do not give chances. But oh Allah, how much of chances you gave to us. Ya Allah, how much you overlooked our shortcomings and weaknesses. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. From the time we became of age up till now, whatever sins we committed, oh Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, whatever sins we committed, forgive them. You are well aware of everything that we did. You heard everything that we spoke. Oh Allah, you saw everything that we were doing. Oh my beloved Allah, had it been another Allah, he would have seized us. In spite of our sins, you gave us so much to eat, to drink, to wear. You gave us shelter above our heads. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one like you. And there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, tujhse mayus hokar hum kahan jaye? Ya Allah, to despair of your mercy is kufr. Ya Allah, where are we going to go? Oh Allah, which direction are we going to turn? Ya Allah, which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there for us which we can go and beg? Ya Allah, we are not going to turn anywhere else besides you. These hands of ours we are not going to stretch before anyone else besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness of all the sins that we committed. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive our family members, forgive the entire ummat of Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, puri ummat-e muslima ki maghfirat farma de. Ay Allah, gunah karte karte hum khud bhi thak gaye. Oh Allah, we have committed so much of sins that we are tired ourselves of committing sins. Ya Allah, ab to hamari zindagi badal de. Oh my Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our hearts and minds. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, do not seize us upon our sins. Ya Allah, all over the world there's disasters that are striking. Somewhere it's earthquakes, somewhere floodwaters, somewhere cyclones, somewhere volcanoes. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that all this type of azab is coming. But oh Allah, who are we going to turn towards besides you? Ay Allah, tere siwa hamara koi nahi. Ay Allah, agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya, to tu bata ke hum gandon ko kaun maaf karega. Ya Allah, who is going to accept sinful ones like us? Ya Allah, who is going to purify sinful ones like us? Oh Allah, who is going to purify sinful ones like us? There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, hamara sahara tu hi hai. Ya Allah, hamara sahara tu hi hai. Hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hai. اے اللہ ہم تیری طرف رجوع کر رہے ہیں اب تو ہمیں معاف کر دے یا اللہ forgive each and every one of us یا اللہ how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth with hearts that are filled with pride with arrogance the hearts that are filled with jealousy and envy hearts that are filled with jealousy and envy hearts which are filled with greed hearts which are filled with all kinds of evil desires and passions Ya Allah, give us purified hearts. Ya Allah, we are extending these hands before you, for we have believed in you as our Rabb. We have acknowledged you as our Rabb. Ya Allah, we have acknowledged you as our Khaliq and our Malik. اے اللہ ہم نے تجھے اپنا رب مانا ہے اے اللہ ہم تیری طرف رجوع کر رہے ہیں یا اللہ purify our hearts fill our hearts with zuhd and with taqwa fill our hearts with sabr and shukr fill our hearts with qanaat اے اللہ fill our hearts with tawakkul اے اللہ ہمارے قلوب کو پاکیزہ بنا دے اے اللہ تیری معرفت نصیب فرما دے Oh my Allah, we are committing sins because we have not recognized your greatness. Ya Allah, we have not recognized your greatness. We have got no recognition of your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's greatness. Ya Allah, we are disobeying you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam because we do not have the greatness of yours and your Rasul's in our heart. اے اللہ اگر ان کی عظمت ہمارے دلوں میں ہوتی اگر ان کی محبت ہمارے دلوں میں ہوتی اگر تیری عقیدت ہمارے دلوں میں ہوتی اے اللہ اگر تیری بلندی ہمارے دلوں میں ہوتی تو پھر ہم گناہ نہ کرتے او اللہ because we have not recognized you we are committing sins day and night but او اللہ put your recognition into our hearts put your love into our hearts put the love of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم into our hearts یا اللہ give us so much of your love that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything that is ordered by you یا اللہ give us the توفیق to make namaz 5 times a day and for the men folk with jamaat in the masjid Ya Allah, without excuse, do not cause us to miss out on any salat without jamaat. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan. Give us the tawfiq to give zakat. Give us the tawfiq to make hajj if it is farz. Oh, my Allah, give us the tawfiq to do everything that is pleasing to you and to stay away from everything that is displeasing to you. Ey mere pyare khuda, ey mere rahim kareem Allah. ہمیں تیرے دریائے معرفت کی گہرائی کی مچھلی بنا دے make us that fish which swims deep in your ocean of معرفت یا اللہ it must be so deep that nafs and shaitan cannot pluck us اے میرے پیارے خدا give us such a bond to you and such an attachment with you and your beloved نبی علیہ السلام that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you even for a single moment اے اللہ ہمیں اولیاء صدقین کی نسبت عطا فرما اے اللہ صحیح سلامت ہمیں ہر دنیا کے اندر زندہ رکھ اے اللہ اور جب موت کا وقت آئے تو خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما یا اللہ سلامتی دین اور سلامتی اعضاء کے ساتھ ہمیں زندگی نصیب فرما اے میرے پیارے خدا او بھائی بلبر اللہ we are sick and ailing give us cure یا اللہ our brothers our sisters our parents our wives and children the ummat of rasul e pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam whoever is sick and ailing give them cure we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill ya allah cure us of both our spiritual ailments and physical ailments ya allah hame har qisam ki bimari se shifa ata farma ya allah those who are in difficulties in hardships in problems remove their difficulties and hardships ya allah give everyone ease and comfort ya allah give everyone ease and comfort ey mere pyare khuda remove their difficulties and hardships Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have given children, make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Ay Allah, those children who have gone on to drink drugs, wine, women and all kinds of haram. And those who have broken off their relationship with their parents. Ya Allah, give them hidayat and bring them back on track. Ya Allah, unko tu dobara sirat-e-mustaqim par le aa. Ay Allah, unke walidain ki aankhon ki thandak bana de. Ay Allah, hamari pareshaniyon ko tu dur. فرما دے یا اللہ سارے عالم کے اندر مصیبتیں ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے آ رہی ہے اے اللہ ہم سب کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ Bless each and every one of us with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with satisfaction, with contentment, with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, dunya bhi de aur akhirat bhi de. Ya Allah, har qisam ke fitne se hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitnas which are coming. Ya Allah, the fitnas that have already descended and the fitnas that are going to descend. Ya Allah, protect each and every one of us. Ehi vere Allah, we are being lashed by fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, fitnas pouring into our homes via the media. Ehi vere Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Ehi Allah, who is going to protect us if you are not going to protect us? Ya Allah, we have become the slaves of nafs and shaitan. In whichever direction nafs and shaitan takes us, we are going. Ey Allah, give us the tawfiq to put a leash on our nafs. Ey Allah, nafs ko humne apna aqa bana rakha hai. Ey Allah, we have become the slaves of nafs and shaitan. Take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. And oh Allah, make us your slaves. Make us the slaves of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere Allah, tu hame is dunya ke andar izzat ki zindagi naseeb farma. Ey Allah, izzat ki zindagi naseeb farma. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ke upar girift aur pakad mat farma. Do not seize us over the sins that we are committing day and night. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Rozi ke andar barkat ata farma. Give us barkat in our sustenance. Give us barkat in our homes. Give us barkat in our businesses. Give us barkat in our children. Give us barkat in everything that you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, protect our iman. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our families, protect our wealth and properties. Ya Allah, protect us from all kinds of fitnas. Ey mere pyare khuda, har qisam ke gunahon se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect us from jealousy and malice, protect us from pride and arrogance, protect us from adultery and fornication, protect us from going to the gambling dens, protect us from getting glued to the television screens. Ey mere Allah, the angel of death is striking left, right and center. Ya Allah, no more they are going in ones and twos. Hey Allah, ek zamana tha ki kabhi ek idhar, kabhi ek udhar maut aati thi. Oh Allah, nowadays when people leave, they leave by the dozens, they leave by the hundreds. And oh Allah, some earthquake takes away thousands. Hey Allah, we do not know when our death will come. We do not know how it will come. We do not know where it will come. Then how can we be indulging in sins when we do not know that our death is imminent? Hey, mere Allah, have ehsas ata farwa. Ya Allah, even the realization of sins being sins has left our hearts. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the Tabi'een, the Awliya of the Ummat, they used to make ibadat and cry. Ya Allah, wo ibadat karte the aur rote the. Aaj hum gunah karte hain aur haste hain. Ya Allah, we commit sins and we laugh. We commit sins and we brag about our sins. We commit sins and we advertise our sins. Ya Allah, sharm o haya hamari khatam ho gayi. Ay Allah, sharm o haya hamari khatam ho gayi. Tu hamari hifazat farma. Hame sharm naseeb farma. Hame haya naseeb farma. Ay Allah, jo haj karke wapas aa rahe hain, unke haj ko maqbool farma. Ya Allah, all those who have made haj and they are returning, and all those who already made haj in their lives, Ya Allah, give each and every haji the tawfiq to conduct themselves as a haji. Ya Allah, har qisam ki khurafat se hifazat farma. Ya Allah, muamlaat unke durus farma, muashirat unki durus farma. Ya Allah, har qisam ki rahmat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, sare alam ke andar jo balaya aa rahi hai usko tere fazl o karam se dur farma. Ya Allah, in Mozambique, in Chechnya, in Palestine, wherever Allah the ummat is suffering, remove their suffering. Ya Allah, jahan mazalim ho rahe hai, Allah jo zulm kar rahe hai, to unko hidayat naseeb farma. Aur agar unke muqaddar mein hidayat nahi hai, to unko Aad aur Samud ki tareeke se halaak farma. Ya Allah, all the duas of goodness that my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made for us, bless each and every one of us with that goodness. And from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief that it asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us, protect our parents, protect our wives and children, protect the entire ummat of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, Ay, mere Rahib, Kareem, Allah. Oh Allah, you are Kareem. You are the one who gives without a person deserving. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us away with Iman. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you. There is no way that we can stay here forever and ever. Ya Allah, hamari maut, barkat wali maut farma. Ya Allah, bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. Madina Tayyiba ke andar hum sabko shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. But oh Allah, in our muqaddar, if death is not in Madina Tayyiba, wherever it is, let it be on Iman. Hey, mere Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne jitni duaye hamare liye mangi, khas karke Hajjatul Wida ke mauke par Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo mere Nabi ne bhaga tha. Ey Allah, rukne Yamani chu karke jo mere pyare Nabi ne ro ro ke bhaga. اے اللہ مطاف میں چل کر کے جو بھاگا میزاب رحمت کے نیچے کھڑے ہو کر کے رو رو کے جو بھاگا اے اللہ حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر کے جو بھاگا اے اللہ whatever my beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم asked after attaching himself to the multazam او اللہ how many tears how much of tearing my beloved نبی علیہ السلام made at multazam اے اللہ کتنے مبارک آسو وہاں گرے ہیں Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made at the Multazam, all the du'as that he made behind Muqami Ibrahim, all the du'as after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made at Mina, the du'as that he made at Arafat. Ya Allah, Zohar se lekar Maghrib tak mere piyare Nabi Ummat ke liye rote rahe. Ya Allah, Ummat ke liye rote rahe. Ya Allah, in Muzdalifa, the du'as that he made. Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness that He asked and protect us from all the mischief and fitna and corruption that He asked for protection. Ya Allah, give us the realization that my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made tremendous amount of sacrifices for us. Ya Allah, in Taif He was stoned so much that His shoes were filled with His Mubarak blood. He could not even remove His feet from His shoes. Ya Allah, so much of blood of my beloved Nabi had oozed in Taif. Ey Allah, Uhud ke meydan mein, how much of his blood was there? Ya Allah, how many times he was stoned? Ya Allah, rope was put around his neck and he was dragged. Ya Allah, he fell down unconscious so many times. Ya Allah, thorns were placed on his path when he went for sajda. In the Haram Sharif where we make tawaf with such ease and comfort. Ya Allah, intestines of animals were placed on his back. Ey Allah, Ey Allah, mere pyare Nabi ne hamare liye kitni takleefein jheli. When he is informed that ummat for whom you teared so much, that ummat for whom you shed so much of your blood, that ummat for whom you spent sleepless nights, that ummat for whom you stood in prayers until your feet swelled, that ummat today is in casinos, that ummat today in fraud, that ummat in adultery and fornication, that ummat in cheating and deceiving, that ummat today is in every kind of haram. Ya Allah, what kind of injury and pain we are causing our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah when we are going to ask him from the house of Kausar to give us a drink, if he has to hold our garment and ask us a simple question, that when my deen was leaving your home, when my deen was leaving your lives, when my deen was leaving your bazaars and marketplaces, not even a frown came on your forehead. Ya Allah, hum kya jawab dege? لیکن اے اللہ وہ رحمت للعالمین ہے تو رب العالمین ہے اے اللہ تو رب العالمین ہے اور تیرے پیارے نبی رحمت للعالمین ہے اے اللہ نبی یہ پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہم تجھ سے سوال کرتے ہیں تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے حضور علیہ السلام کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے اے اللہ those young boys and girls or those who are seeking marriage partners اے اللہ bless them with righteous and pious marriage partners. Ya Allah, remove the worries and the concern of their parents. Ya Allah, and protect them also by means of marriage to righteous and pious partners. Ya Allah, un sab ko tu nek aur saleh jod naseeb farma de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين